Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the ladies of the day, Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horner, here to go through the top stories from this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. We got the top 10 and the people list as well to go through for this last part of July, early part of August. And so you'll hear us discuss the big things of the week. Jennifer's here, as is the usual case. She also is on, she's the number one radio personality by popular score in Los Angeles at KRLA. Nothing wrong with no flies on her. I got ticks on me. You got no flies on you. Great.
No fly zone.
Right, exactly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's see here. Number 10, Lizzo. Every time I see that name and I hear about her, I just think this is something out of a bad movie, like a
Lizzo. Well, some people blew the whistle on her this week.
Yeah. No, but I'm thinking that she's, it's a female lizard, right?
Oh, boy.
Male is a lizard, female is a lizard. Okay, maybe not. Next. But I'm number nine. I've done all kinds of puns today so far, Jennifer. You missed out.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Really good ones. Jay can recite some of the nacho, the cheese
rare
things
form
after the.
Oh, that is nacho the cheese.
Cheese, well, there, see? Okay. Number nine, the focus, continuing focus on social media and that ilk. Number eight, the fact that the synagogue shooter got the death penalty seems okay to me. We'll talk. That's just the headline. We'll talk about it. Number seven, more immigration problems on the border. What do you expect when nobody's doing anything to fix them? Number six, we're having a heat wave. Oh, my God, we're tired talking about the weather. Number five, the war. It's a lot of the same stuff keeps going. All right, so here's number four. The credit downgrade, we need to talk about that. The United States of America, the credit worthiness of our country has gone down. That is a big story, frankly. The presidential race and who's saying what about Trump? He shouldn't be the president. He's a lousy crook. All right, there's some of that in there at number three. Speaking of lousy crooks, at number two, the Hunter Biden case. And the latest is that he went to drugs after his brother died. There may be something. I don't know. We'll talk about that, too. And then the indictment is number one. Okay. On the people list, Lizzo is number 10. Bill Barr is 9. Oh, good old Rudy Giuliani is at 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Joe Manchin and Cornel West are tied for the number 6 spot. Hunter Biden is at 5 is bested his old man by 1 spot. Joe Biden's in 4. Mike Pence in 3. Jack Smith at number 2. And the Trumpster is at number 1. So I have to tell you, to start this conversation out, watching Donald Trump walk all by himself, gets out of the car, and walks the loneliest guy. He looked just... I didn't feel sorry for him, but I thought to myself, there's the guy, he at one point in time held the whole world in his hands. Now he's walking into a courthouse all by himself, and it was really kind of routine. He pled not guilty to plotting to overturn the election and stuff. I think they got a hard row to hoe to convict him of this, but anyway... Jack Smith sitting nearby, the special counsel who's gone after him. The judge explains the charges, and the atmosphere is calm. Certainly a far sight different than it was in Miami in June with all that huzzarai down there. But, you just kind of wonder. Maybe I'm the only one who feels this way because everybody else is all worried about, yeah, give me the facts. I just look at the guy. I tend to be more on the human side of things, and I dislike Trump because I don't dislike him. I just don't want him to be president. He's entitled to be whoever he wants to be. But a lot of the stuff throwing around.
I think what you're seeing is somebody who is really upset about the system and the way it's working. I mean, think about this. Think about the fact that he has been charged with three different indictments, and he knows there's another one that's going to come probably in the next couple of weeks in Georgia.
There's 78 charges across three different cases.
Yeah, I mean,
cases.
They want to destroy this guy. And so, you know, look, ask yourself the question.
Who's
why?
They? Who's they?
The Department of Justice. Why would they? Exactly. Why? Why would they want to destroy him? What do they have to gain? All of these charges are very controversial. Every single one of the charges against Trump is controversial. There is not somebody who can say, you know what? They got him. Dead to right, they got him.
No,
nobody is saying that.
They don't have him yet. They don't,
they don't have him. And they're creating charges. I mean, this most recent round, one day after Hunter Biden's business partner testifies, they drop these charges, almost like they're waiting in the perfect realm, right? As soon as the last three indictments have come 24 hours after damaging
the
business.
There are lots of conspiratorial theories here, that's for sure.
And so you've got, I mean, literally, you just look at the three
indictments. They're trying to make him look vulnerable. That's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to distract the news media. Is that, and they do. And what's really crooked about this Jack Smith, and to take this through, he's the person who's the special counsel.
Yeah,
he's. I could tell you about his personal stuff, which is another story. But just to talk about what he did here in going after Trump, he started both indictments, both the classified documents and the election investigation in Washington, D.C., because it is going to be impossible for Donald Trump to get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. The people there absolutely hate him. Why would he get a classified document scandal started in a place where the classified documents weren't even allegedly there? They were in Florida. But he knew he needed the grand jury in Washington, D.C. in order to get, as they say, the evidence to indict a ham sandwich, right? And so he gets those grand juries pulled in D.C., and then he goes, oh, change of venue, because he knows that the judge would throw it out of court if he started going after Trump in D.C. for the classified documents. This one he was able to keep there because of the election stuff. So they're already, you kind of have a tainted jury pool, which is why Trump's attorneys are going to try to change the venue. Then you have the personal stuff with Jack Smith. Jack Smith, who his wife is a huge Democrat donor. She's created videos for the Biden family, for Michelle Obama.
It's rotten all over the place.
It's rotten all over. Rotten. The judge in this particular case worked for Hunter Biden's law firm. I mean, this is the problem that I think people get so upset about. And this is why people, you wonder where the sympathy comes from. The sympathy comes from, it looks like the deck is stacked. It looks terrible.
Right.
It's like they don't even care.
Let's play the sympathy card with Hunter Biden just for a second and see if it works there. That's the number two. Trump is number one on the hit parade, the story list this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. By the way, we'll post these as we usually, I think Jay already has, on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and it's also at talkers.com. I found myself digging around this week, Jennifer, and Jay and I talked about it a little bit. The factors that led to him getting addicted to drugs and then maybe doing scurrilous things because he couldn't hold a job, and with peddling himself around. You know, you can always find an excuse, or you can come up with something that happened. And so with his brother dying of brain cancer, what was that, about 10 years or so ago, he went off the deep end, and that's what,
well, he was using. So here's the thing. I actually have a little sympathy for Hunter, a tiny bit, because he's also committed some crimes. But
yeah.
He was an addict pre-Bo. He did die. Before Bo died, he was using drugs. He was an addict.
Okay.
He's been a screw up. He got kicked out of the military for using drugs, actually.
Mm.
So he's had a tough time. But what I also feel is that Bo Biden was sort of the golden son, and Hunter was always the one who was trying to keep up. So if you want to give him a little bit of a doubt, maybe that was part of what went into his using. I'm not sure. But where I think Hunter has a pretty bad reputation. There's a story that came out in L.A. this week. Maybe you didn't hear it yet, about this place that he was renting in Venice. In Venice Beach, he was renting this $4.5 million mansion. He was paying $25,000 a month. And I guess he and his wife just wrecked the house, and they left the landlord owing $80,000. I don't think that Hunter Biden right now is a good duck guy because the addiction has probably taken over, and the ability to try to, you know, keep up with everything that's coming at him, probably not making him the best. But where I do feel sorry for him is I really believe that Joe Biden knew how to sell his name, knew how to sell his influence, and used Hunter Biden as the guy to do all that. I don't think that Hunter Biden, as we talked about last week on this program, I don't think that Hunter Biden is the brainiac who created this entire scheme.
I don't think he's that smart at all.
Right. And so I think that that was Joe Biden who was using Hunter Biden.
So where's the wife in all of this? She seems like a nice, gentle...
Who's that, Jill?
Yeah, Jill Biden, the wife. Where is she? She's not... She isn't the mother of Hunter. Hunter's mother's dead.
Yeah.
But she's the second wife. But she looks so sweet, and she seems to be so... You know, the teacher and all that stuff. I don't know. There's got to be some influence here. And Joe's not in his right mind anyway. So who's puppeteering behind the scenes? That's what I kind of want to know. These people aren't doing this all by themselves.
A lot of people still feel that behind the scenes, that this was like an Obama presidency part two, that it's the same kind of people, the Susan Rices of the world who ran Obama, that are running this White House.
Susan Rice is deplorable. It's not about her as a human being, but the way that she's inveigled herself and keeps inveigling herself into Democratic policies.
She's pretty powerful, though, a lot of people know who she is.
So that's right. People don't know who she is.
They don't know who she is, and she's very powerful.
Yeah. She's obnoxious. All right, so anyway, we wrap up the discussion of Trump pleading not guilty. And so where does it go from here?
To Georgia is where it goes now.
Yeah, it goes. The next one goes around and around. So the question will come, and this is what the news media people and the Democrats are trying to put in people's minds. Do you want, even if you're a supporter of Trump, do you want a guy who's been indicted for all of these crimes to be the president? And if he is elected president and he gets convicted, he goes to jail. So then what happens?
He pardons himself.
Huh? There you go.
Seriously, that's what will happen.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that part of it. All right. Food for thought. Hey, it's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you go to TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller.
Yeah.
People ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of what the issues have been for this past week. Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner is here, Doug Steffen is here, and we have your comments. This is important. Social media connections to us, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on X. It's Good Day on Air. I don't take that seriously at all. Do you?
I don't think anybody does. I mean, it's really hard to, like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, what is this? And I go, oh.
All right, so social media in all its various forms and discussion, the discussion focus number 9 this week on the countdown. Let's focus on what some of our listeners, Jay, have had to say. A question that we posted, we have usually one or two items a day that we'll ask for you. And this is pretty interesting, actually, and that's why we're using this as an example. Excuse me. Does anybody have their COVID-19 card still?
Yeah.
Right? The vaccine.
Never, never did.
Used it?
Yeah, Jennifer never
Suckers.
Did.
Suckers. All it I know is I remember we it was tough going for a while, but now who laughs last?
Yeah. Well, but it is. That's, you know, the whole thing about this is we continue to tear it apart. I don't know, Jennifer, if you saw this posting that I did. I did it on my own Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. But we also, Jay posted it to our Facebook page, a 24 minutes, I've forgotten how long it was, an overview of last week's European Union review, if that's for the best, that's the best word I can come up with, of COVID-19, and how the world was schnookered by this, like completely, this is the universal across the, and here in America, nobody's even talking about it. Didn't make any headlines, you know, saw any pictures. I just had it sent to me by a friend, and I'm watching this thing and thinking to myself, this is what I was talking about the second week of COVID. It's all the same. 1965 is when this COVID-19 existed. This COVID stuff has been around for 60 years in various forms. And it's taken its toll here and there, and then they go through what was done and how it was just.
I think it's pretty atrocious that a lot of these medical surveys are coming out there saying that for people who are older, the vaccine probably did more harm than good. For pregnant women, there were a huge amount of miscarriages that seemed to, that number went up after they started giving the vaccine. I don't know. It's such a lie, and it's not for the good of the people.
All right. Mm. Yeah. All right. So go through what are we. Who's got what here? Glenda, what she
yeah,
got
Glenda
to say?
Glenda is an evaluating therapist and said one nursing home she goes to is back to the N95 masks because of a community outbreak. And another one is no longer even testing for COVID. And she has that she was initially vaccinated in January 2021 and refused boosters, has no idea where the card even is.
Yeah. It says get over it. Yeah. That was it. All right, next.
Ingrid still has her card. Says in Kentucky, it was posted last week that we have over 100 new cases. My sister also told me that they are going to offer a new COVID-19 vaccine in September, and she is definitely going to get it because she is face to face with people in her line of work, meaning Ingrid, meaning her sister.
Yeah.
She says she hasn't, Ingrid hasn't made up her mind if she will get it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Susan who says, I still have mine only because I haven't cleaned out my wallet in 2 years.
Okay, keep going.
And Daniel Erskine, sorry, Daniel, never got the jab. Greg says, I have it. I take it to be updated when I get boosters, but I don't anticipate having to show it except for maybe if I go travel international. I never once had to show my vaccine card.
I think I did a couple of times, and I don't remember. It was all in California. It was never here. California, yep, show the card. Go to the going to the movies, I think, if I remember correctly. You had to show the card, right? It's Jeremy Wood says you better hang on to them. He read an article about a possible news surge. Okay, yeah, that's enough. That's news media hype, pal. 28 after here in Good Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's election case is now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges. Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled August 28th, where a trial date's likely to be scheduled. Reports say emergency rooms in multiple states are scrambling after a cyber attack. The attack appears to have hit facilities mainly in the Northeast. Services are being rerouted, and there are no reports of deaths from the ransomware attack. The 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high schools being reenacted ahead of the civil trial of the school resource officer on duty at the time. Congressman Jared Moskowitz helped lead a school safety roundtable following a tour that was done through the school.
Allowing us the opportunity to get a slight glimpse into what they deal with every single solitary day.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the overview that we present to you every week. Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. Here with, let's go to social media to me is a broader category. I'd like to just say, I would like it to be devices or things that are affected, our lives affected by the impact of all of the consortiums of control and power that come through machines. Is that a complicated way of saying artificial intelligence, I guess? I'm a wordsmith. I can come up with all kinds of things to make it sound like it's different, but it really isn't. AI is the biggest problem that we have long-term to focus on. Hunter Biden isn't. Donald Trump isn't. The Russian war isn't. The heat waves isn't. None of the things, excuse me, that are on that list are as important in my mind as artificial intelligence and what tasks are more likely to be replaced. What's your job all about? Do you think your job, and is this appropriate? Should you go get another skill? Apparently, according to some of the research that has been done and produced the last week or 10 days, about 1 in 5 workers in our country have jobs with, I'm talking about key workers doing key things that are more likely to be replaced by AI than, I mean, 1 out of 5, that's 20% of U.S. workers, according to the Pew Research Center. So as you look at the data, you look at these jobs that rely on analytical skills, critical thinking, writing, things, you know, that you got to use math. It's almost the STEM stuff, right? These people are more exposed to this new technology than people who are loading trucks. I can see robots loading trucks, though, can't you? Menial jobs that are done. Look at the, if you don't believe that's the case, look at the car assembly lines. I remember working at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a teenager. And there were no, that everything was done by the workers. Now, the cars are welded, the bodies are put on the chassis, and the only thing, and the paint is done by a robot. The things that are that aren't done by robots are the assembling of the inside of the car, like the wiring and that sort of thing. But there are half as many jobs in these positions, and I just take that as one of the many industries that are being affected by robots, artificial intelligence, whatever. According to a report from a company that does hiring, AI contributed to 4,000 job cuts in its universe this past month. So what do we do? Where do we go? And who's behind all of this? Are the Chinese the ones that are developing this? I see the Chinese as the culprits in most everything that's going awry in the world, and I think I'm not alone in that. So if you're a budget analyst, if you're a data entry person, a tax preparer, if you're a web developer, you're going to have a problem, it would seem, according to this list anyway.
Yeah, better learn the skill of coding so that you can be the one that is writing the code to develop this.
Yeah. So if you're a barber, you're probably pretty safe. I can't imagine somebody getting their hair cut by a robot, can you?
Oh, wait, what's the one? What's that one machine that cuts hair? It's like a vacuum? Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Stick that on. If you're a dishwasher, you're probably not going to get that. Police and firefighters. What's going to happen to the firefighters? I think you're going to. You got to have a fire. You got to have the firehouse. But the police. There's a lot of stuff that the police do that could be done by. I think New York. Didn't New York buy a whole bunch of robots to direct traffic? I think I saw that not long ago. All right, anyway, maybe I'm overcooking this, but it's one of my hot buttons. Let's get back to the more mundane things. Number 8 on the list of people is good old Rudy Giuliani. You can count on him. So apparently,
he's fired up this week. Did you see him?
Well, there are a series of a former staffer of his introduced a bunch of audio transcripts from him. As people, they're trying to get Trump down in Georgia, and Rudy just kind of a hanger-on over that. But apparently, Rudy, in these, I didn't hear the tapes, maybe you did, number of sexist remarks, anti-Semitic remarks, homophobic remarks. And so these complaints that have been lodged against Giuliani, this woman who said that she was forced to have oral sex with him.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Ugh. This woman, name is Noelle Dunphy, looking for $10 million out of him in this court case. And so that's where all of this other stuff came from that's now come out in court. Imagine how embarrassing at 79 years of age it is to have this stuff floating around. You thought it was embarrassing when he shaved over his clam chowder or whatever it was. This is painful. And, I can't tell you. He calls her a bee, this woman, and you're my blanking blanker, and he must have been drunk. He's had an alcohol problem, hasn't he? That doesn't excuse this by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's pretty bizarre.
That's what people try to paint. I don't know.
It's all weird. All right, so one of the tapes refers to celebrities that are and aren't Republicans. Let's see here. The fact that Matt Damon is very liberal, and so according to Giuliani, Matt Damon is a blank, blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank. And he sings, Matt Damon is 5'2", eyes are blue. What the hell? These people. This is all. I mean, how can this guy face anybody with this stuff? I mean, you can tell it's his voice. He talks about the size of Jewish men. In this thing, I mean, this guy is a freak, it would seem to me, at this point. I didn't like him. I haven't liked him since he fired Bill Bratton, who was the police commissioner that he hired. Bill Bratton had been the...
He really cleaned up New York City, though.
Oh,
I mean,
he did.
You can say a lot of things about Rudy Giuliani.
No,
but
it was Bratton who cleaned up New York City.
It started with the change in policy from Giuliani.
Well,
broken window, kind of deal.
So Giuliani hires Bill Bratton as the police commissioner in Boston. He hires him to run the New York Police Department, and he formulates all these things that you're talking about, Jennifer, to clean up the city, do this, do that. And then Oh, when Bratton gets more attention than Giuliani does in the news media, he fires him. And so what does he do? He goes to Los Angeles and does the same thing.
I miss Bill Bratton. He was a good producer.
He was great. Mm-hmm. He was great here. He was great in New York. He was great in L.A.
His type wouldn't be allowed, though, because he actually liked to fight crime.
Yeah.
Now, that wouldn't be allowed in any big city.
No. All right, so there's that story about Rudy. We don't want to get stuck on that too much. So what about the credit downgrade? What do you know about where we are? Can you blame this? This is an easy question for Jennifer. Can we blame this on Biden, too?
Well, a little bit. I mean, Biden's blaming it on Trump, which is pretty funny.
Of course.
I don't pretend to be an economist, but I do have a very good friend.
You can play one on the radio. It's okay.
Yeah.
Come up
I have a very good friend, Stephen Moore, who is an economist, he has not committed to liking Trump. He did get advice. He was on Trump's economic council the last time around, however.
Yeah.
And so he is a more conservative guy, and he came on the program and he said it's ridiculous that they downgraded the United States. He acknowledges, acknowledge the spending of the Biden administration, the stupid economic policies, the Bidenomics ridiculousness of the Biden administration, but he said all in all, it's ridiculous that they downgraded the United States when they know for sure that every bond that the United States issues will be paid, will be backed, will be acknowledged. So he thought it was kind of a ridiculous move, probably to embarrass the United States a bit while we're down.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the Biden administration's fault? Yeah, they spend like sailors, but so do Republicans. And does that still justify the downgrade?
All right. May I take a moment here? Every time you're here with us, I always want to dig into some of the things going on in California. And this is a story about Feinstein that has surfaced this week about her health. The fact that she doesn't even know what she's doing when she's on the Senate. It's disgraceful, frankly, that the people in her family are allowing her to do this. It just seems to me that the family cared that they would stop this. So now it appears this week there's a big dispute within her family over the control of her husband's, he died last year, right? Didn't he die last year?
Yes.
Yeah. So apparently he was worth a lot of dough. And so because she's kind of out of it, the kids are all squabbling over the money.
Control, once again. They're just, I look at these people as puppeteers. The fact that Dianne Feinstein had to be told how to vote last week, they said, just say aye. And she's trying to give a speech. I mean, it's just incredibly sad. And it's not filled with dignity. And she deserves that at the very least. But anyway, her daughter is Catherine, and she's filed two lawsuits on her mom's behalf in an effort to gain access to the estate of the husband. This acknowledgement, of course, comes because of the court filings, but also because of Dianne's problems. The first lawsuit on Dianne's behalf is for a California beach house, which is owned by Richard Bloom, who's her late husband. The lawsuit says that she's seeking to sell the house in order to raise funds for her ongoing medical treatments. The second challenges the appointment of two other trustees to the estate of Richard Bloom, Michael Klein, who's a lawyer, and Mark Shlolovic, who's a business partner of Richard Bloom. So she's trying to get complete control of Richard Bloom's estate. So
I don't know. I just find this is disgraceful. She's had a long career, too long, actually. She's been in the Senate too long, but I mean.
And they're not hurting for money, let me tell you, because Richard Bloom got every contract in California. He got the train. He got everything. These people profited like you wouldn't believe off of the backs of taxpayers.
Yep, for sure. All right, one of the things that we are missing this week on the people list, I guess we could put this into the category number three of presidential contenders. The fact that DeSantis he's losing footing for sure. And maybe it's because he says stuff like he's going to slit the throats of a lot of people on day one as president. Who in their right mind says something like this? He's back on the campaign trail.
Well, he's saying it because he's getting a ton of criticism that this... Ron DeSantis has a personality problem. He's a very smart guy. He's created some good policies. He's done a good job leading Florida. But he is having a really hard time relating to the American people. And so a lot of Republicans are saying, you don't have to like Trump, but every Republican should be standing up against this persecution over all of these pardon the pun, but trumped up charges against him, right? Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to say nice things, but you should say you're standing against the charges. And so he got called too soft. And so I guess to prove he's too hard, he comes out and says he's going to slit the throat of people.
Yeah. Oh, great. All right, 48 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup here. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for this past week. At number 10, Lizzo, the singer, performer, being sued. Number 9, all the things going on in social media. At number 8, the synagogue shooter got the death penalty. Number 7, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, we're having a heat wave. Did you notice? It's summertime. Number 5, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. Number 4, the U.S. credit downgrade. Number 3, presidential race. Number 2, the case against Hunter Biden. Number 1, the case against Donald Trump. Those are the top 10 stories this week. The folks at Talkers do talk to program directors at radio stations and they talk to the hosts, and that's how they come up with this list.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now we produce the people list. You try to do this at least once during the course of each hour, go through the story list and the people list so you actually know what's going on, because we digress sometimes in talking about some of these issues and these people. Lizzo is number 10 on the people list. Number 9 is Bill Barr. Number 8 is Rudy Giuliani. And number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. Tie between Joe Manchin and Cornel West, number 6. Hunter Biden has the 5th spot on the list, and his dad enjoys the 4th position on the list this week. Mike Pence making a lot of news and noise this week, so he comes in at number 3. Jack Smith, the prosecutor against Mr. Trump, comes in at number 2. And Mr. Trump himself, Donald Trump, the Donald, it's been a long time since we called him that, came in at number 1, as you might expect. So these are not necessarily reflective of the news, but as it's News Talk Radio, we're talking about the things that are issues, and certainly Donald Trump, because of his stature, because of his history, because of who he is, certainly occupies the number 1 position still often, even though he's not president. That's the list, according to Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in News Talk Radio as deciphered by the talents of Jake Kirshner from the Good Day program, Jennifer Horn from Good Day and KRLA in Los Angeles, Doug Steffen here to focus on all of the hoopla of the weather and the, let's see, what is that, number six this week. This is really getting to be, this is kind of like the news media going after Trump. It's the same old, day in, day out, week in, week out. When you look at some of the things that are on the story list, I think I made this comment earlier, Jay, that we seem to be stuck. News talk radio seems to be stuck. There are a couple of different things in here this week, like the synagogue shooter getting death penalty, if you will, and Lizzo and that stuff. But the rest of, and the credit downgrade, that certainly is, I think that's, for me, that's the most important story of the week. But to keep hammering away at this over and over and over again, one of the big things I saw, I think this was in the New York Times, the headline was, South Africa suffers. Okay, so South Africa is in the southern... The storyline was about the heat in South Africa. Never been warmer. South Africa is at the tip, the bottom end of the African continent, and it's in winter time now. Remember, it's winter in the southern hemisphere. So they were talking about temperatures being 20 degrees warmer than they normally are at this time of year in the winter. And so the point I'm making by telling you that story is that wherever there's, they'll look around and until they can find something that's a little off focus or off center, and that's what the focus is. So am I worried about what the temperature is in Johannesburg? Not particularly. Does it mean there's a trend? Yeah, but the trend isn't, it's just the lack of, and I don't think these people lack the knowledge, I just think they lack the intellectual honesty to dig into what's going on, and thus we hear and see the same thing the newscast, the weather. Ay. All right, am I going off too much on this, ladies? I can be.
Well, no, especially it's like this time of year where it is going to get hotter, and I think whenever it does get hotter, just like in the winter when it does get colder, we forget how cold it can get, how hot it can get. But it does seem like the temperature is rising. Not just rising, but it seems like there's a little bit more of a significance.
Is it because you really think it is, or because you're being told it is? Which is it? Is it you just made a value judgment, sort of, that it does seem like things are getting hotter? Does it seem where you are in Cleveland that it's hotter than it was when you were a kid growing up there? Or
No. But my mind is still honestly in Tennessee, where it was just ungodly hot and so humid and muggy. But I do remember being a kid going trick-or-treating and needing to figure out a winter jacket that could go over with
October
that
31st.
Costume.
I remember it snowing on October 31st.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now we really don't get snow until January. I remember the first time there was no snow for Christmas, and I was kind of like, wait, what's happening? There's supposed to always be snow. I do feel like the weather pattern is shifting a little bit, where things are happening later in the year.
Well, now that you mention it, I'm thinking about a snowstorm that occurred on May 5th about, 40 years or so ago. And then this past May 5th, or early in May, we had the threat of the same sort of thing. One cold snap, and it was raining. It had started raining by then, but the forecast changed from rain to snow. I guess my point here is that maybe Jennifer, with the situation different, the weather does seem to be different. I've been going to Los Angeles every year for lots of time since 1993 when I first started KVC, so that in my mind sticks. Okay, what was the weather like then, that first winter that I was there? And then it seems to be up and down.
I don't think it's changed that much.
I don't either.
It's very funny. Like, I actually think it's really pretty similar. We have late summers here. Like, it starts to heat up
September.
In like July, and then August gets hot, and September gets hot. So it kind of lasts a little bit longer into the year. October can be hot.
Yeah.
I remember Christmases where it's been very cold, and I remember Christmases where it's been 85 degrees. So it is, we get into dry years and wet years, but I don't know. It feels pretty much the same, I think.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like with July and August, it's already hot, but we forget how hot September is.
Ooh. Yep. All right. There it is. That's our review of that story and others this week. Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Jay and Doug. I'm looking at the clock, ladies. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.